Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the earnings conference call of Everest Canto Cylinder Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mitesh Jain from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Zaga. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Everest Canto Cylinder's Q2 and H1 FY 2025 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Puneet Khurana, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Kapoor, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We will initiate the call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for a question-and-answer session. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the result presentation shared with you earlier. I would now request Mr. Puneet Khurana to make his opening remark. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Mitesh. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our earnings conference call. I will begin by sharing an overview of our performance for the second quarter and 6 months ended 30th September 2024, following which we will have the QA session. We are pleased to report a strong performance in Q2 FY25, driven by robust contribution from our international operations and a steady uptick in our Indian business. Consolidated revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 367 crores, reflecting a year-on-year increase of 22.7%. EBITDA grew by 28.7% year-on-year to rupees 53.1 crores, with a margin at 14.5%, while the PAT saw a notable increase of 47% year-on-year to rupees 38.6 crores. Our strong performance in international operations were primarily driven by US, which was a key contributor during the quarter. The order-based nature of our US business resulted in significant jump in profitability. While we anticipate the fiscal year as a whole to remain strong for the US market, the second half is expected to deliver steady performance compared to the same period last year. In the Indian market, the outlook of seamless gas cylinders remain highly encouraging. The government's focus on eco-friendly initiatives continue to drive the adoption of CNG vehicles. The ongoing nationwide expansion of CNG distribution network highlights the growing importance of CNG in India's transportation sector. India's focus on sustainability energy is also gaining traction, supported by private sector plans to establish multiple biogas to CNG plants, with CNG already recognized as a cleaner and more efficient alternative to traditional fuels. The integration of biogas into the energy mix will further enhance its sustainability and accessibility. This aligns with the country's broader green energy goal and positions CNG as a future-ready fuel capable of addressing India's evolving energy needs while reducing dependence on imported fossil fuels. Contemplating with this advancement, green hydrogen is expected to gain prominence as a transformative force in India's clean energy landscape, offering immense opportunity for the growth. The company is already addressing hydrogen demand and anticipates significant potential in emerging in the market in India, with green hydrogen poised to play a pivotal role in decarbonizing industries and transportation. We are well positioned to leverage our expertise and support this high potential market. Coming to an update on expansion plan, we are strengthening our manufacturing capability in developing our facilities in Egypt and Mundra, India. These plants designed to produce seamless high pressure gas, CNG, hydrogen, industrial gas cylinders and progressing as planned and expected to becoming operational in the coming quarters. At our Mundra project, we are embarked an additional capex of rupees 50 crores to set up new manufacturing lines with execution planned over the next 12 to 14 months. This move reflects our confidence in the medium and long-term demand of CNG and sustainable energy solution in India. These expansions will enable us to meet growing market needs and further strengthen our leadership position in the industry. To conclude, we would establish our leadership position and strong financial foundation. We believe we are well positioned to capitalize on growing opportunities for seamless cylinders in both domestic and international market, creating a long-term value for all our stakeholders in the years to come. With that, I conclude my remarks and invite the moderator to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from Deepan Sankara Narayanan from Trustline Holdings Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. And congratulations for good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Firstly, from my side, so what is driving India business growth at higher level?
Sorry.
Sir, we have lost your audio.
Hello?
Yes.
Lost your audio.
Is it audible now?
Yeah,
so what is driving India business strong growth performance during this quarter?
Yes, okay. So, you know, mainly the CNG business, you know, continues to drive this quarter.
CNG business, this is, we are referring to the new two-wheeler CNG launch or our general cylinder business to ILCV
General cylinder business, the CNG cylinder business.
Okay. But despite having incrementally grown over last year considerably, but our EBITDA has not grown much and margins remain lower at 7%. So what is the reason for it and when do we expect margins to improve at the India business level?
So we had a little bit of a drop in our cascade business margin.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully that will, you know, improve with, you know, our bettering the costs on the product.
Okay. And how is our two-wheeler CNG business doing? But we could see the volumes every month going up in the range of 4,000 to 8,000. So are we a 100% supplier to the two-wheeler OEM?
No, we're not 100% supplier. So the volumes have just started. So, you know, hopefully they will pick up much, you know, going forward.
Okay, so we will have a better margins in double digits in line with other India business, right?
Yeah, definitely the margins will be there. The only thing is, you know, the cylinder, the product itself is a low cost product. So, you know, you will have the sales, but the, you know, it may not be as large as you know, the CV business or the PV business.
Okay. It will be lower than PV business, but higher than our industrial business, right?
Higher, you know, not today. Maybe in the future, like I said, even in the industrial, you know, lots of the products are very high value products. You know, product here is a little bit, you know, small cylinder. You know, so the value of the product is quite small.
Okay.
Yeah. So you definitely add to the business of the company, but it may not be impactful as it may not be so impactful as you know we're expecting it to be.
Okay. And sir, what is your opinion on this recent CNG price hike which has happened, which has further increased the gap between CNG and diesel prices? So this will impact CNG demand or the CNG conversions happening at CV business. So how do you see the impact going ahead?
Currently, we don't see much. It's not affected much because, the CV business also continues to, the order book is there. So a little slight change in the price is not really, created too much impact. Because now the customer is more or less, used to this kind of pricing of CNG.
Okay. And how do you see these opportunities from these hydrogen and biogas kind of opportunities, and when it will actually get reflected in our numbers?
So biogas has definitely already started to, reflect, because lots of biogas plants are coming and getting commissioned. So biogas definitely is happening, and we'll continue to see in the next 2 to 3 years, you'll see more and more growth on biogas. So we're already seeing that happening. Biogas traction has already started. And hydrogen, that is hydrogen, the country has just started to set up infrastructure. So hydrogen will take some time to happen.
Okay. Sir, understanding this biogas opportunity further, so will it be a cascade kind of an opportunity, or our cylinders will be used in biogas first?
It's like an opportunity in every way. A CNG station comes up, it gives you all opportunity. It gives you opportunity in the cascade business. It gives you in the automobile business, in the auto side. So opportunities will come. More CNG stations, we already at around 7,000 stations, and the way the biogas is going, maybe we will have, maybe by the end of next year, maybe 10,000 stations will be there.
Okay.
So as the infrastructure grows, definitely the demand for, people converting into CNG becomes greater, because, infrastructure is easily available near their home, and biogas is just helping, is giving a big push.
Okay. And this quarter, we have seen U.S. business contributing heavily towards profits. So do we expect this run rate of profit contribution continuing at U.S. business, or it will be more lumpy in nature?
No, U.S. business will be profitable, but, sometimes what happens is some orders are executed see, the U.S. business is a project business. So, you'll always have one quarter where you will have, the orders are executed in because you start preparing in quarter one, and those orders get, executed at one time in quarter two. So in quarter three, you'll see that maybe the order book is very good, and there may not be what you saw in the last quarter, but definitely there is a the business will be good.
Okay. So lastly, from my side, this incremental CapEx of 50 crores at Mundra, so this being done with reflection of higher demand coming from our two-wheeler CNG or our normal CNG cylinders for CV business also, we are expecting to pick up over time.
So it's a mix of both. It's a mix of, what we're expecting from the two-wheeler, expecting something from the CNG industrial market also.
Okay. Thanks a lot, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Reet Jain from First Water. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Congratulations for the good set of numbers. I wanted to ask you, do we have a decent order book in the USA subsidiary?
Sorry, order book. Okay, you said decent order. Yes, okay. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, what is the order book that we have in the USA subsidiary?
Okay. Yeah. $40 million-$50 million.
Okay. And that is executable in what time period?
One and a half years. Maybe 18 months.
Okay, got it. And what is the current capacity utilization after the Q2 numbers?
70%.
And this is before capturing the further expansion that we are doing.
Yes, yes.
In Egypt and Mundra.
Yes.
Okay.
India. This is only India we're talking about.
Okay, got it. And regarding the new facility in Egypt and Mundra, are we going to produce only Type 1 cylinder, or are we focusing on other value-added products like?
We'll be focusing on other value-added products also.
So that includes composite cylinders also, Type 3, Type 4?
Yes.
And can you give us the idea about the size of the opportunity in Nigeria? Because a lot of conversions are happening from petrol to CNG.
So, you know, Nigeria is just, it just started, the market. And, these countries really have it's very volatile places because foreign exchange issues, so it's an infrastructure again. Everything comes down to infrastructure. So, as we talk a lot about Nigeria and other things, but the markets are just, beginning. So, it's just in a very initial stage. But you cannot compare the opportunity to somewhere like India, because we are in a very organized marketplace. We are in a very stable country. So Egypt is a, I'm sorry, Nigeria is a very unstable, currency-related, currency issues, government decision, on how the CNG infrastructure will be laid out. So there is no, a clear plan or execution of the plan that's come through. So, the opportunity is very, I'd say, very nascent stage.
Got it.
Yeah.
And Reliance has just announced 65,000 crore CapEx for biogas plant.
Yes.
So, are we seeing any major opportunity there?
Yeah, of course. So like I said, in the next 2 to 5 years, you'll see that, all these projects that have been announced are coming, is going to come on stream. So, because they're announced today, obviously, the projects will take time to, but Reliance is already, they are already, we are selling to them. So there are projects which are coming today, and there are some projects which are planned in the future.
Okay, so it is very much possible that we are going to supply to them in the future.
We are already supplying to them. And as the opportunity becomes bigger, we, get a bigger chance to sell more and more CNG cylinders to them.
Got it. And this is regarding the product development by Time Technoplast.
Yes.
So they just developed Type 3 cylinder, which has applications in hydrogen aerospace drones.
Yes.
So, are we working on any such innovations?
No, so we already developed the Type 3. We also have a product, we also have developed the Type 3 cylinder. So, we are also in line with development of these products.
No, but they received the PESA approval. So are we at that stage?
See, anything we do is with PESA approval only. So all the developments that we do is with PESA approval. Without PESA, we cannot do anything. Yeah. So we have also developed these products, But like the market is, just, in the beginning stage of growth, So we're going to definitely see, a lot of growth coming from this market in the future.
Okay. Because they mentioned in the.
The company is product ready, So we are ready with the product where, so, we're also trying to fill in the order book. So definitely there will be, you will see some impact in the future from here. Some value add, some sales will be coming from here.
Got it. And last question, regarding the new CapEx in Egypt and Mundra, what could be the peak revenue at 100% capacity utilization we can expect? Like the peak revenue from each plant, Mundra and Egypt.
So Mundra, I think around 300 crores.
Okay, and Egypt?
Maybe 200.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Ankur Poddar from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for taking my question and congrats on a decent set of numbers.
Thanks,
Ankur. My question is just a follow-up of a few questions participants have asked earlier.
Okay.
I wanted to know, what was the impact in the Cascade business you explained earlier on which, impacted our margins? And when you see the things stabilizing and on a sustainable basis, what should the margin be assumed in near term in few quarters going ahead?
So the margin definitely will improve, in the quarters, coming quarters.
Okay. So, sir, we have made earlier margins close to around 13% in 3-4 quarters back. So can we go back to that numbers?
I think it should be okay.
And sir, we have seen some phenomenal spurt in the margins in US business for last two quarters, 17% in Q1 and 29% in Q2. You said that there was some revenue booked in this quarter. So
yeah.
On the cost part, was
like
it?
Like US business, we have to
this quarter going forward, what is the sustainable margins we expect here?
So US is a project business, whole. So you cannot be taking the business quarter to quarter. You'll have to take an annual overview of the business. So annual overview will give you a 12 to 14% return. They will give it to you. So that is you might get a few quarters where things will look very, very good. But overall, this will be the, should be the trend.
So you see this business can sustain around 12 to 14% margin.
Yes,
is
yes,
this
yes.
understanding right?
Yes, yes. Because, the order book is good, and the U.S. also now with the new regime, definitely there will be a huge boost in, a lot of industry activity.
Okay. And sir, is there any plans to, discontinue this business going ahead? Have we, cancelled that plan or we are...
No, we were never going to discontinue the business. We have been, fighting the costs. Trying to find new avenues of growing the business. Definitely, there is a idea to continue the business.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Last question regarding the Egypt CAPEX. When can we see the start of production for this plant? And you said the peak utilization levels, at the peak utilization levels,
In Egypt currently, we have already completed the construction at the site and, the equipment ordering has also begun. So, I would say somewhere around June, July 25 is when we think we can probably start commercial production.
Okay, and when we see that the peak utilization can be achieved for this plant?
Maybe in the next 6 months after that. So maybe by December.
Okay. And you said that at a peak utilization, the annualized revenue can be close to around 200 odd crores.
200 crores, yes.
And which markets are through this plant we will be catering?
They're locally. They will sell mainly local market.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Hiten Boricha from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, you have given us, sales breakup country-wise. Can you highlight ki what is the Cascade sale from the Cascade business?
No, I don't have those numbers.
Is it significant, like the cascade business is significant, or, you know, because that the segment seems to be growing quite fast in India?
Yeah, it is significant. Yeah, it is, of course, you know, it contributes.
Okay. One second, sir. So your total India business is, I think, 235 crores. So out of that, how what percentage would be the cascade business if I have to look at it?
I don't have the number with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the exact numbers with me.
Okay. And where do you see the maximum growth for us? From the commercial vehicles, or from the cascade business, or from the, you know, the bike business is too small right now.
Yeah. We feel the CV business is where the growth is, you know, going to come.
The CV business is where the growth is. Okay. In India also we do the cascade business, right? Not only in
India. Of course, India is only where we do the cascade business. We don't have any cascade business anywhere else.
Okay. And Nigeria gets some collaboration. Yeah, that should be all that we'll do.
Thank you.
Before we move on to the next question, a reminder to all the participants. You may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. Hope I'm audible.
Thank you. Yeah, I can hear you. Yes, thank you.
Hi, sir. So, sir, I just wanted to know, I think in the opening comments you meant, I think you said H2 is going to be steady as compared to last year. So, does that mean we'll have similar revenue, or our growth rate of H1, you know, will be maintained?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. You know, I'm not very clear. Your voice is not very clear.
Hello. So hopefully my voice is better right now.
Yeah, this is better. Yes.
Yeah. So, sir, I think in the opening statements you mentioned that, you know, H2 will be stable as compared to last year H2. So just wanted to know, so our sales growth of, like, you know, around 20% that we've done in H1, will that continue for H2, or how would H2 pan out, sir?
Top line
should remain. So top line of H1, how quarterly run rate has been, that should remain.
Okay, fair
enough, sir. And so with regards to, you know, FY26, our Egypt plant will come in, and when will our Mundra plant come in? So, you know, what kind of revenue growth can we see for FY26, sir?
So Mundra plant, I think around in 12 to 14 months.
Yeah.
So there we can definitely see a growth of around 300 crores.
But that will come in FY27, right? Or it will come in FY26?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So for FY25, what kind of, or FY26, what kind of growth can we look at, sir?
FY26.
General
growth must be around 10 to 15%.
Maybe 10 to 15%.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And so the margins that we are doing currently will remain so, right, sir?
So they should improve, yeah. Margins should improve.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And just one question, sir. Just want to know, what should be our effective tax rate? Because we have U.S. business also, so just wanted to, you know that what will be our effective tax rate, sir?
The tax rate is around 25.16%.
25.16 is India.
Yeah, but then because if U.S. is on a blended basis, I think we don't have that much tax, right? So, or just for, because I think last 2 years we've not had 25%.
Yeah, you're right.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's it from my side.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Preeti Bhavna, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on your good numbers. I have a couple of questions in the series of questions. First question, how many units we are having operational and at what location, and what is the overall capacity of all these units?
Yes, okay. So we have operational in India. We have a unit operational is in Tarapur outside Mumbai. and one in Gujarat,
okay.
Gujarat in Gandhidham.
Okay.
In Dubai, we have one unit running, that is in Jebel Ali Free Zone. And in the US, we have a unit running.
Okay. What is the capacity? Overall capacity of...
capacity would be around... I think the total capacity with India, Dubai should be about 1.2 million. And US, you know, usually the number of cylinders is around 4,000 cylinder capacity.
Per annum or per month?
Per annum.
Per annum, okay.
It's all per annum.
Okay. And how much cylinders we sold in quarter two and quarter one on the guidelines of revenue? What are the volumes we sold overall?
So we don't have the figures in hand currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rough figures?
I don't have them right now with me, but... you know, we can always share it with you if you are here in the office. We can always...
No issues. I will mail you, no problem. And on the part of... I have seen like the US business has grown, like the margins are grown very high. So I just want to understand what kind of project work we are doing in US. And is that in US and Hungary, both are the project works or we are supplying the cylinders there?
No, so basically US is the manufacturing unit. And then Hungary is just the is a company. So
okay.
US, you know, mainly the projects are all government based projects. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. In aerospace and defense.
Okay. So are we expecting these projects to be in the future as well, or they are only time barred projects?
We already have a you know, order book of $40-50 million there.
Okay.
So US business is all about projects, you know, so they always have a good order book.
So we are having an order book for next year as well?
Exactly, yeah. You have an order book, yes. You have an 18-month order book.
Okay. And on the part of current casket orders, what are the current casket orders you are having in hand for India for next 6 months?
I don't have the order book in my hand, but it's decent. We have a good order book for cascades.
Can you answer in numbers, like rough estimation of...
I don't have the numbers with me currently.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from Hiten Poricha from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up, sir. My question is on the borrowing, sir. Our borrowing has went up from 39 crores to 140 crores. So can you throw some light on that?
Yeah. So, you know, we have been utilizing our CC limits, which was not being utilized earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And top line also is grown. Net to net.
What would be our rate of borrowing, sir?
8.9.
Sorry?
9%.
You are not audible, sir. Sorry.
9%.
Okay. And sir, one more clarification. You mentioned our casket business is only in India. So what is this collaboration with Nigerian company related to caskets?
We have no collaboration with Nigerian company.
Hello?
Yeah, we have no collaboration with any Nigerian company for cascades.
Okay, so what exactly we do there?
I think we sell cylinders in Nigeria.
Okay.
Yeah. And if somebody, maybe some customer, maybe if they require some cascade, we might have sold some cascades. But, you know, there is no such collaboration. And Nigeria is just a very nascent stage, the market.
Okay.
You know, so just starting, the market is just starting. Just early days.
Understood.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next follow-up question comes from Reet Jain from First Water. Please go ahead.
On the financials,
this quarter we have interest expense of 8 crores. So is there any one-off expense here? Because the borrowing of close to 160 crores should throw up the interest rate of around 16 crores for the full year, if I assume 10% interest rate. And for one quarter, we have expense 8 crore in this Q2. So is there any one-off here?
One second, let's just go on. We're just looking at it.
No, there is no one-off. It's like...
can you give us some more details? We are not able to locate the number, the one-off that you're talking about.
It's half year over earlier. It was 10.
Sanjeev will answer. Sanjeev will talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, so if you look at the consolidated P&L, the interest expense is close to 8 crore.
Right.
And why it is so high? I mean, if we have the borrowings of 160 crore, per quarter interest rate should be, per quarter interest expense should be close to 34 crore. Then why it is 8 crores?
No, it is normal. See, it is not based on the utilization of the CC accounts. So there will be a utilization, then probably there may be, if we take a new limit, probably there are other charges, processing fees, etc., which may have come.
Got it. Okay, got it.
Rito, you have any other follow-up questions?
No.
Thank you. The next follow-up question comes from Ankur Poddar from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question again, sir. Can you throw some visibility on our UAE business? What is the growth visibility we are seeing here on a near-term to long-term basis?
So UAE businesses traditionally, you know, they have a good order book from, you know, countries like Egypt and, you know, Europe, you know, South America. So, you know, we are continuously exploring new markets, you know, here.
Okay. So going forward, what is our order book and what are we seeing run rate here? How do we, you know, proceed here for the next year or in the coming quarters?
No, definitely, you know, the sales will improve and we have a, you know, decent order book. And, you know, it's, you know, how the whole, that area is a little bit volatile. You know,
okay.
So sometimes we do have some disruption in, you know, in product moving and sales because of, you know, some of the other disruption in that area from war or something happens and, you know, some kind of disruption happens and then the, you know, sales gets, you know, hampered and moved to the next, next few months.
Okay. Fine, sir. Sir, and regarding the earlier question of interest cost, 8 crore interest, I missed what was the answer here?
Yeah, one second. Give it to Sanjeev. One second. Yeah,
it was on account of a change in one bank to the other. Because of that, US had to bear some additional cost of processing fees.
Okay. So from next quarter, you will see some benefit flowing here?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you once again for your interest and support. Should you need any further clarification or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our investor relation team at CDR. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Everest Canto Cylinder Limited, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.